Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if landing $40,000 clients didn't require more hustle, but a powerful shift that positions you as the expert right from the start? Today, I'm really excited to introduce you to Anne Carden of Anne Carden Coaching and Consulting. So welcome to the show, Anne.
Thanks, Jeannie. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about how you became a coach and a consultant. Kind of what was your journey, your story?
Yeah. So I've been in business over 40 years, business, marketing, and sales for over 40 years. I was 13 years in corporate. And after 13 years, wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, started my first business. And so now I am in my sixth and seventh business. I've sold the previous five businesses. So about 15 years ago, I worked with a coach. It's when coaches were just kind of coming onto the scene that we knew about them. And I worked with a business coach in my last two businesses. And it was so impactful and it made such a difference that I was like, oh, this is my next thing. So I jumped into helping other people build their businesses. And that I've been doing it ever since.
I love that. I love that. Six businesses. You sold five of them. That's phenomenal.
Seven. Yeah, I actually run two. So I run my agency and then I have my consulting and coaching business. Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. So today we're going to talk about shifting to become the expert in whatever it is that you want to become an expert in. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah, so when I first came into the coaching space, I bought into a lot of programs and things like that and bought into an actual coaching organization. But everything they were teaching was not really pulling in the value that I could bring to my clients. And I felt like I was working with a lot of clients that were really beneath my skill set. So they were, I didn't really get to utilize my skills and my knowledge the way I wanted to. And I found that very frustrating. And so I took a step back and I created my Expert in You model. I also found within that organization, a lot of other coaches were, they were struggling because they were trying to learn their system. They were trying, and they weren't things that were necessarily in their wheelhouse, just like their things were not really in my wheelhouse. And I found myself coaching on things that I really wasn't, like it really wasn't my expertise, and which is why I was bringing in the clients I was. So when I started asking coaches as they were coming to me, what was your background? Like, what did you do? It was always something completely different. It was never aligned with what they were trying to learn and sell. And so that really, because all of my businesses started out of something I was good at. And so I kind of like, okay, you know, that light bulb moment, like, here's what's wrong. Here's what you're doing wrong. And that's where really I created that model. And when I applied it to my business exploded. And when I applied it to other people's businesses, the same thing happened. And so I have been doing that ever since. And I've done it in over 80 industries with hundreds and hundreds of clients. It's taking where their highest value is and let's build around that. Because you're already amazing at that. Let's build around that. Nobody else will be able to touch you. And so, yeah.
Well, I can't wait. So you're going to tell us a little bit about this model, would you?
Sure. Yes. So now I work mainly with professional service entrepreneurs. So coaches, consultants, it could be speakers, agency owners, people that are selling professional services. And I really help them create a business model that is going to help them get to higher revenue levels. I always say $1 million leap or at $1 million, but with a handful of clients. So working at a really premium level. And when you are really great at something and you can package market and sell that and build the right model around that, number one, you're going to have faster success because you're already confident. Nobody has to, you don't have to convince people that you know what you're doing. They're going to easily be able to see that you know what you're doing. And so it starts with my offer. It really starts with, okay, what's your business model? What is your $1 million offer or offers? And then from there, it's your magnetic marketing positioning. If you're going to go after higher level clients, if you're going to be seen as an expert, you can't just be an inside expert where nobody realizes that you can do what you say, you know, what you are trying to do. They have to be able to see it on the outside. And this is a disconnect for a lot of people. And then we do what's called mic up marketing, and this is marketing and sales. And this is where now you're putting in the marketing systems, but they are to be seen at a higher level. So you're speaking, you're podcasting, you're doing things that build your brand, build your visibility, but they're also bringing in clients at a high level. And so those are the systems we put in place. And then finally, it's multiplied to millions. And this is where you can really scale. It's like the next step. Okay, now let's build the team. Let's build the systems. What do you need to be able to really multiply and get to those big levels that you want, if you want to do that, or even just sustainability?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. You talk about the systems part of it. We always say systems aren't sexy, but
they're necessary.
They're so necessary because, you know, you're going nowhere without them. You're just spinning your wheels.
Yeah. I mean, systems are consistency. The biggest problem with people is either they don't get something working, period. So now they're out there kind of like a shotgun blast trying to build their business. They're doing this and they're doing this and they're doing this, and nothing's really working predictably for them. Systems help you have predictability in your business, and they also help you have consistency. But more than that, you're able to control your business more. If you have marketing systems that work, it's a matter of ramping those up or dialing them back. If you get too many clients, you can dial them back. If you want more, you can ramp them up. That's what systems do for people. And you're right, they're not sexy, but they're necessary. If you're going to grow to any kind of level, you have to have them in place.
Yeah. And I love that you're talking about high level clients, obviously a lot of touch points with those clients. So I'd like to think that our audience might be thinking, it'd be really nice to have a small group of clients who I work with really, you know, full on.
And yes,
I would get full up and I'd have to, I'd have to tell people, sorry, I'm going to put you on the list.
Yes. No, it's such a game changer. And the one thing, when my clients go from, and I've taken clients from charging $1,500 to $50,000 clients, you know, mindset coaches, for example, and help people even right out of the gate, starting their business, getting $150,000 client. So I've worked with people from scale, you know, they're now ready to level everything up and they want to go into those premium services, or they're already experts and they fell into some of the cookie cutter systems and some of the things that are being taught out there. And now they're playing way beneath what they could be doing. And they're finding that frustrating and unfulfilling, which is really what had happened to me. It was very unfulfilling to work with clients that didn't value, or I had to convince, or they wouldn't take action, or I wanted their success more than them. All those things did not make for a very fun business. So when you work with people at a higher level, and I move my clients into that, the one thing they say is, oh my gosh, they are so much easier to work with. They need less. It's just a whole different business.
Yeah. Yeah. I can totally see that. But well, because they probably know what they're doing. They know who they're trying to reach.
Yes.
They know how they're trying to help them. They just need some of the other aspects to just be tweaked or put into place, I would imagine.
Yeah. They're not typically when people have real expertise, and I've helped, you know, I've helped people go even from zero to almost seven figures in a year, but they came with business experience. They didn't just decide they were going to start a business and they had never done that before. So I always like to be very clear about that. They just were different in the business they were starting and they couldn't get it going or couldn't get it off the ground. And so my model worked really well because I didn't have to convince them they needed to market. I didn't have to convince them they needed to make sales. There were just a lot of, they already were in the mindset of, I know I've got something here. I need to know how to go make this happen. And that's a very different person from having to convince and drag and all of that. So when you're working with clients at a higher level, you're right. Sometimes it's tweaks they need. Sometimes they need accountability. they need the right guidance and support, but they also need that accountability just to stay on track and keep moving forward, not get stuck in the weeds. So there's a lot of reasons and a lot of things you do with high level clients that, but it's still different. They just don't need you as much. And they're so appreciative. That's the other thing. They're, you know, I was on a call with a new client yesterday, a high, very high level client. And it was our first call. She said, "Oh, where have you been all my life? Oh my gosh. I mean, that's a great thing to hear, right?" And she said, "Man, I've been trying to do this for years. And we have just done in 3 hours, or I guess it was 3.5 hours, what I've been trying to do for years." And so people get stuck in things and they can't necessarily find the right person to help them. Now I'm helping her with a lot of other things, but this was what she actually came to me for, but then we uncovered all these other things that she wants and needs. And so that makes it a bigger client than just a fix it kind of client.
I love that. I love that. So people are coming to you with a business model, did you say, or is that something you work with them on?
No, I will work with them on their business model. It's always, you know, I'm a business consultant and coach, and I love to help people build businesses that are going to be sustainable or going to really be around for years. I've been doing this again for 35 years as an entrepreneur, and all of my businesses sold. So that's sustainability. When you can sell a turnkey business that somebody else can walk into. So it would be really almost out of alignment for me to not want to help people with that side of their business and only be a marketing coach or only be a sales coach, because I do all of it with them. It's like, I'm not a one trick pony, I say. Excuse me, but most of my clients are not one trick ponies either. And they're not often selling themselves the way they could, because they fall into sort of the one trick pony of ideas. And so there's just a better way to structure your business. But yeah, I have to do that with people. I can't give them marketing if they're selling something for $1,000 and they're worth $100,000. I just can't. That's not for me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's, and it's definitely a mindset shift and an attitude shift and obviously a marketing shift. So how do you help people market better to those high level clients? Because they might be stuck in, well, I can't get enough clients at the lower amount that I'm charging. How am I going to charge more? Right.
Right. So there are several things that go into this. The first thing is you have to target a market that makes sense to the high level of what you are selling. And I would say, you know, if your offers are have a higher perceived value, then you will be able to sell at a higher value. That's just kind of a no-brainer. But then who are the clients for that? So sometimes with my clients, we're not shifting their market that they're working in. We're leveling up the market. So they might be staying in the same market, but now, okay, who are the premium clients? Because in every market, there's a top, there's a middle, and there's a bottom, right? We get them out of the middle. We move them to the top. So they're drawing the top level clients. It doesn't mean they can't sell things lower, but they're not positioned that way. They're positioned as a premium coach or a premium consultant. And then when they get those conversations with people, if they can't afford the $500,000 offer, then they can buy the $100,000 offer. But when you don't position yourself that way, you're never going to attract the right clients. So that all has to change: your message, your market, your positioning. Also, you have to know how high-level clients come in. They're not going to come in from a Facebook funnel at, you know, $10 that you're selling something for $10. They don't come in that way. They come in with what I call high impact marketing strategies. So I get clients from my podcast, I get clients from guesting on podcasts, but I'm very strategic in how I do that. I get clients from virtual events, but I'm very strategic in how I do those virtual events. I speak that. So we're talking higher level activities that build your visibility, build attention, but also position you as a real expert and as an authority. And that's where people are drawn. I mean, I went out and spoke on a stage to a small group really a couple weeks ago. And out of that, you know, is going to come over $100,000 in business just from that 1 hour. It wasn't even an hour talk. So that's how those people will be attracted and come to you. And that's just what came right out of the event. That doesn't mean, as I stay in front of people, that there won't be more business down the road. So it's important to understand how they buy and how to attract them as well. And this is all just part of that.
Yeah. And I would think it has to be, you have to be working on with them on their offer as well, because they, you know, I would think at higher levels, everything has to be a, does everything have to be a done for you? That's a good question for you.
No, not at all. It really depends on, in fact, one of the things that I help, especially consultants do, is when they have become so good at what they do and they have had great results with clients, they now want to move into really more of a strategic partnership with clients and sell themselves as a strategic partner or an advisor more than a coach or more than a consultant. Like, I really don't need, to be honest, don't even call myself a coach anymore. As much, I call myself a strategic growth consultant because I work with clients just in a very different way and not doing the done for you. Now, my agency side, we will do some of the services for them. If they want to launch their podcast, we'll map out the strategy and they want to get these high value clients. And then we'll be able to help them with all the back end services to that podcast. So I have a team that will write their book, or if they want to do a magazine, all those pieces. And so we have that. But when you're working as a strategic advisor with someone or a strategic coach, you're really their partner for success. And so it's kind of a shift in your language and in how you are treating yourself versus a doer. The lowest level of service is like to be an employee. And when I say to be an employee, I'm talking about in your own business. If you're treating yourself like an employee in your own business, that's like the lowest value service of what somebody will pay for. And it's a commodity. It's more of a commodity, right? They can price shop that. So you want to position yourself for really all the value that you can bring and move into really that, make that expert shift. And that's where it really changes the game for people. They can still offer done for you, but those should be premium services, not the lowest value services.
Yeah. I love your attitude on that, because we try and help entrepreneurs understand that they can outsource. It's not something that, sure, you know, that they have to wait till they're at a certain level. You know, get out there, get those things off your plate that you don't need to be doing, but need to get done. And let's focus on what's really important in your business.
Yeah. Well, you can't grow beyond you if you're trying to do it all, or if you're even bootstrapping is a bad idea in the marketplace today. I bootstrapped when I first got into businesses. And if people aren't sure what that is, it means you make a little bit of money and then you put that money back into your business, blah, blah, blah. The problem with that is you're always operating from your cash flow and you can't make big leaps like that. So my biggest leaps in business ever, like when the 2008 recession came around and I had a health club, and we got hit really hard because we were kind of a premium club. And I expanded and opened three more businesses, but I took out a loan and we put everything on the line to do that. It was smart. Other people thought it was nuts. I was watching businesses shut down all around me, but I said, if I can make it through this recession and I know how to run businesses, and if I can make it through and be still the one people come to, I've got four businesses to sell instead of one. And that's exactly what happened. Now, obviously, there was some strategy behind that, but those are the biggest leaps. And even in my business now, the biggest leaps I ever made were when I invested 30 grand into a coach that helped me get my first $30,000 client. So if you're always trying to operate from cash flow, and you're always trying to be a DIYer, you will probably never get much further than like six figures. Like, that's kind of the cap. You can't get much beyond that in anyone, in any kind of trade or any kind of business. it's really almost going to be the cap for them, maybe a little bit beyond that. I always say kind of that low six figures, because you max out. You just can't do it all and still market and still grow. And the reason I say it's a big mistake today is because business is moving faster than ever. We are seeing, I mean, it's unbelievable how fast business moves. And if you're trying to DIY it, by the time you figure it out, it's already done. It's already, it's already old stuff. So it's a really bad idea in the marketplace today.
Yeah, no, I totally agree on that. Especially things, you know, like who expected AI to come on, you know, to come full force.
The way it did, yeah.
Yeah, you never know what's coming around. And like you said, if you're trying to DIY it, it's okay for maybe a little while, but you know, you're not going to get far fast for sure.
Right. And I would like to speak on AI too. AI is a great tool and a great resource for you, but I think too many coaches and consultants are too dependent on it. And it's probably holding them back more than they realize, because there's nothing like getting real expert help to like be in the weeds with you. And it doesn't matter how good you get at those AI prompts, you're still not going to get, it's not the same as somebody giving you years of experience and insight, because you have to know all the right questions. And it's a long process, like to really get that deep, when you could say, Anne, what do I need to do different? And I go, oh, here's the gap, do this. Right. It's just so much faster to work with an expert versus a focus on AI. And I think a lot of people are doing that. And I think it's going to really hurt the industry.
Yeah. Well, and some of what you're talking about is messaging. So let's talk a little bit about how you help your clients kind of up level their messaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I talked about having to move them into a better market or a higher level market. You have to understand what will resonate with those people. They won't speak the same language as people that are lower value clients. And when I say lower value, I'm talking strictly money, not who the people are, right? I just want to make that clear. Everybody's valuable. I just want to say that. But you have to level up the language. You have to understand the things that will resonate with them. Here's a good example. One of the things that I talk about all the time is when you work with higher value clients, they're not always buying to fix a problem. Often they are buying because they're still having a problem, but it's more of a problem to hit big goals, to have more success. They're driven. They want more success. So it's not like a do or die kind of problem. It's a problem like, I've been stuck. I haven't been able to move forward. There's something missing here. And all of a sudden, Anne, you showed up and I heard you and I knew exactly what my problem was. And I know you're the person to fix it. So that's a very different way of using language in your marketing to really call in the people that you want. But it also has to go into your content, not just your message, but your content as well. So you have to understand what these people want. And then you have to have all of the content to back that up and support that will call in those perfect people.
I'm envisioning an easy button with your voice on it, on their desk.
Nothing's easy, right?
Or whatever your kind of catchphrase is.
Yeah, nothing is easy. I will tell you that. It's so funny because it took me so many years like to figure all this out for myself, because I couldn't find anybody that could really help me figure out what is the value I bring. Like everything again was like, okay, you're a one trick pony. Okay, you can teach people how to start a coaching or consulting business. Well, that's a startup thing. Now I do that, but I do it with experts. I do it with people that are already running businesses that now want to coach other people. I do it with people that are at high levels, maybe in corporate or whatever, and now they want to coach other people. So again, we're talking about a higher level client, right? Not just somebody that said, hey, I think I want to be a coach and, you know, I'm going to fire up my laptop and I need some help. Those are not my people. So you have to get really clear on that. And then that all has to come into the language and your content and everything that you're putting out there.
Yeah, because you have to make sure that audience has the cash to, invest
Yes.
in what you're offering, because
Yes.
typically startups don't have that. They're
Exactly.
bootstrapping and they're the
Yeah.
beginning.
Yeah, you have to target again, you have to target the right people. And when I helped a client go from charging a few $1,000s a month to closing a $413,000 client. And it was stuff she already knew, but she wasn't selling it. She didn't know how to package it. And when she went back to this client and they closed for that, but they were a big company. I mean, she had to target a company that would value what it was she really could bring to them and to their business. And mostly I do work in the B2B space, Jeannie. I don't have to. I've done it with mindset coaches and things like that, but I usually will move them into B2B if they're not, because those, if you can get people a return on their investment, you're always going to be able to charge more, hands down. And I just find that works. I mean, for my services and for what I do, those are going to be better people for me.
Yeah, that just makes sense that, B2B would be a really good market for you and for what you do. I love what you do. I think it's phenomenal. And this has been fantastic. I'm so grateful for people like you who are helping people who need, just need that boost. They need that expertise. They need that confidence. They need someone to tell them they are an expert and how to package that up. So
Yes.
we're grateful for people like you.
Well, thank you so much.
Of course. So if people want to get a hold of you, they're thinking, and she's talking my language, I think that she can help me. What is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yes, you can go to my website at annelcardin.com. There's an L in the middle of my name, and you can book a call with me. And I also have some resources on there. My books are on there as well. And but I actually have a training on there that you can go grab that talks about $40,000 to $100,000 clients months and days, and kind of walks through my system. So yeah.
I love that. Well, tell us about you have a podcast as well, don't you?
I do. I actually started a second show. So my Expert in You podcast, everything's kind of around that same name. I've been doing that podcast about 4 years. I think I'm getting ready to hit episode 300. And I had so many people applying to be on the show, and I couldn't put everyone on. And I thought, I'm starting an Expert in You marketing and media channel on YouTube and starting to build up the agency side of my business. And I thought, I'm just going to start another show because my other one was on my other YouTube channel. I'm going to start another show and I'm going to start building up the media on that show. And it's called Expert in You Showcase. So it's quicker conversations. They're not as long as my main podcast. They're quicker conversations. We kind of get right to the main meat and potatoes, so to speak, with those conversations. And we pull out real strategy from people. And so I just started that, and I think I'm about episode 30 maybe on that. So yeah, it's been fun. I love doing podcasting anyway, guesting, hosting. I love it. It's so much fun.
I can tell you're a natural. So,
Well, it's one of the most fun things I do. I love to speak. So this is like creating our own stage, right? And we get to do that. So yeah, it's a blast.
yeah, we're so fortunate. Well, and I feel so fortunate to have met you today, Anne, and for us to have had some time together. So, thank you so much for joining me on our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.